WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Jazz pianist and composer Thelonious Monk made a set of brilliant recordings for the Blue Note label in the late 1940s and early 50s. He made another set of classic records for the Riverside label starting in 1955. In between, he cut a few sessions for Prestige Records. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the Prestige sides aren't quite as strong as what Monk recorded just before or after, but they're worth your attention anyway. Kevin reviews a new collection of those sides.
Nowadays, Thelonious Monk is on everyone's list of jazz greats, and has been since he died in 1982. When he was alive, though, some jazz musicians and listeners didn't get him at all. They might concede he'd written a few good tunes, notably the ballad Round Midnight, which Monk himself had grown tired of. But his piano playing left them thinking he was all thumbs. In a way, you couldn't blame them. Monk played the most advanced harmonies any jazz musician ever concocted, but he loved to make them sound like the fumbling of an amateur pianist wearing mittens. It was as if Monk put forth his piano playing as an ear training exercise and test case for listeners. Whether you heard it as brilliant or bull said more about you than him. He cultivated the clunkiness that stemmed from his cluster-like chords and hesitating rhythm. For evidence, listen to him on his first studio session in 1944, led by his early booster, saxophonist Coleman Hawkins. Back then, Monk sounded more conventional than he did a few years later. This music comes from a new 3-CD set of recordings Monk made for the Prestige label between 1952 and 54. Also included is that earlier Coleman Hawkins session, not recorded for Prestige, but never mind, and a 1954 date led by Miles Davis. As every Monk fan knows, the trumpeter asked the pianist not to play behind his solos on that occasion. The side folk on Monk's own trio, quartet, and quintet sessions include Frank Foster and the young Sonny Rollins on tenor saxophone, Monk's ideal accompanist, Art Blakey, on drums, and the pioneering jazz French horn soloist, Julius Watkins. He was hastily added to one date when a trumpeter failed to show up. Prestige recordings were all available on CD already in scattershot volumes, but it's good to have them collected in an orderly fashion. That said, you might fairly object to yet another box set, including that Miles Davis date. Monk's Prestige sides are not as groundbreaking as his earlier Blue Note stuff, nor as varied or well-recorded as his Riverside LPs just ahead. But they do contain first recordings of some of his classics, including Blue Monk, Baya, and this one, Trinkle Tinkle, where Monk's harmonies are made even more piquant by an out-of-tune piano. The drummer is Max Roach. The vocalist is Monk. Throughout his career, Thelonious Monk avoided easy solutions, and he often paid for it with a lack of commercial success, which was chronic during his prestige years. Monk's case reminds us that art which seems difficult at first can yield the greatest pleasures in the long run. As Monk himself said in 1959, "Don't play what the public wants. Play what you want, and let the public pick up on what you're doing, even if it does take them 15 or 20 years." That prophecy was almost exactly on the mark. 23 years later, he was a posthumous hero.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed Thelonious Monk, The Complete Prestige Recordings. I'm Terry Gross.